Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, you don't say that.
I just didn't like how she came at me.
Hey, man, I should know better.
Hot Cheetos and chocolate.
I love Miracle Whip.
That's disgusting.
You don't like whipped cream?
What in the Gemini is happening with you?
But I will say he's pretty easy to live with because he just goes to work, comes back, eats, and goes to bed.
Like, was he a Tamagotchi? What the hell?
He's just on a cycle, basically. Then drinks on the weekends, so he's a pretty easygoing dude.
Pretty easygoing, yeah.
I just keep him on my keychain. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The After Mess.
All right, here we are, another episode of the After Mess podcast with the Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
What up, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
We got special guest in the studio, our newest producer. I say newest because at any minute she can quit on us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the After Mess podcast.
Hello, thank you all.
Producer Julia!
Yeah. Hey guys.
Have we determined we're going to call you Julia or Jules?
I don't know. Jules did win on the Instagram poll.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, Jules! Producer Jules!
Jules!
And if you're enjoying the podcast, the After Mess podcast, we did great feedback in the past couple of them. Make sure you share, you subscribe, click on the button, subscribe, you like, and you talk about it. Today, we're going to be talking about grow the fuck up, Sienna, okay? Grow the fuck up. Grow the fuck up. This week we're talking about Sienna has decided she might be moving out of her parents' house finally at the ripe old age of 37. It's fucking crazy.
I am 27.
27.
Okay, get it right.
27. Grow the fuck up. It's time to leave the nest.
Listen, I could live with my parents for the rest of my life. I am very fortunate to have a good relationship with them, but I am married, so I think I have to start my own life with my husband,
yes,
right?
Yes. You definitely do. Poor Ivan. He wants to make noise when you guys make love. You know what I mean?
He just wants to scream and do whatever
scream,
he wants.
He wants to scream, right?
He's a barbarian. He deserves
he looks like a barbarian. It looks like he brings beef jerky to bed.
You are my woman. Yeah.
Like
right?
That.
Yeah. He just doesn't want to make love to his beautiful wife. He wants to have the sexy time.
Pound town.
Pound town.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, okay. Wait. Sienna said this a couple weeks ago. Was it rail?
Getting railed.
He wants to rail his wife, Sienna. You know, you can't do that with your mom and dad in-law in the next room.
Listen, you can get railed with mom and dad.
Really?
In the next room.
You guys don't share a wall though, right?
Oh no, we're on the opposite sides of the house.
Right.
So it works out that way.
So it echoes down the hallway.
No, I don't know.
We're going to call your mom and dad right now to see if they're
online. Please don't.
Get them on the line.
Please don't. I'll be sure they don't listen
to
this
one. Play the game, mom and dad. Play the game.
But that has to be one of the big bonus points for your husband, Ivan, mm-hmm. of like, you're going to have privacy. He can walk around butt naked. He could be loud as one. He doesn't have to pillow bite, which is weird, right?
Okay. Pillow bite?
Yeah, like, oh, okay. If she's the crazy one in the relationship, he has to bite the pillow while she's doing things to him.
Right.
Yes.
Visuals. Yes. Visuals, yeah. I don't know if I like those visuals, but that's my husband.
But he must be so excited. You guys are finally getting your own spot.
Yeah, so the way it worked out is we got an extra little push here because I did go apartment hunting and he was a little upset that I did it without him, which is shocking because I feel like most people would put that on me, you know, just put that on their partner of, yeah, you can go and just let me know which one we picked.
At this point,
right?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I just want to move out.
Exactly. You were going to choose anyway. It's not like he had an opinion on it.
That's what I'm saying. But I think he just wanted to do it together, right? And so I picked a couple places and I was just busy, so we didn't really get to it. But then one of my best friends said, hey, we want to move into a different unit. Do you want to cover ours? And it worked out perfectly. We shook on it and we're in the process of solidifying it. And we are going to be in downtown where we wanted to be. So it just worked out. It fell in our lap, basically.
Here's the thing. We talk about this on the show this week.
Yes.
You haven't told your parents yet.
I haven't told my parents yet, but they're going to be very upset.
And your mom's going to cry.
My mom is absolutely going to cry. And I'm not going to lie. I'll probably cry too, because seeing her cry will make me cry.
Right.
Can I say something disrespectful, but with respect?
Yes.
Oh,
let's hear it.
Oh, God.
With
here we
respect,
go.
Though,
here we
with
go.
Respect. Your parents are hella clingy. Like, they're just way too clingy.
They are clingy with Sia.
Yeah.
Were they always clingy, or when you became this famous Sienna, then they became clingier?
I will say it has been clingier since we moved back from California 2 years ago, because we did leave. It was during the pandemic for a year and a half, 2 years. And Ivan and I did live on our own during that time. And that was the first time I've ever lived with anyone, by the way. I never had a roommate or anything like that. He was my first roommate. And so we did that. And then coming back, we didn't have anywhere to stay because his job just uprooted him back here. And so we stayed with them. And I feel like they got more attached because we were there for a long period
Sienna,
of time.
I'm just forwarding life. If my daughter, Giabella, God bless her, if she grew up to be a cheerleader of the national hockey team of the city, in-game host of the World Series team, the D-backs are going, and you're on a radio show, I will be clinging you with my daughter too. She got the hookup for everything.
Yeah, and definitely. You still get to burp her. You know what I mean? Oh,
they do get the perks. They do get the perks.
They get the perks, bro. I see why.
Yeah, I do treat them well where I can. And again, not paying rent helps. So I, can treat them where I can. Mother's Day, their birthdays, the perks from getting tickets or Coyotes games, stuff like that. So I will say they do live a good life with me around.
I do have a wonder here, because I do wonder, what is your contribution? Because I remember asking my mom, I was like, hey, at any moment, I would love to live with you. You know what I mean? And she was like, oh, it wouldn't be free. And I was like, well, what the hell would I be doing? You know, and she was like, you'd be grocery shopping all the time. You'd be cleaning this. So like, what were the absolute hardcore responsibilities that you had in order, because you're not paying rent? So like, what were those?
Yeah, so rent is like the one thing that we just don't pay, but we still have our own bills of like insurance, car payments, our phone bill. So we still have our shit to pay, right? But yeah, it's just kind of helping around the house, grocery shopping, cleaning. And we also, this is what I'm gonna miss most about living with them, is if they're out and I'm either getting ready for a game or if I'm just being a lazy ass, I'll text my dad and be like, hey, you wanna bring home Starbucks? And he'll get it for me, but I'll pay for it. So it's kind of that exchange of just helping each other out and doing the dishes. And we obviously do our own laundry. You probably think I don't do my own laundry.
I don't know what you're capable of. Since I've known you, you've just been living at home.
So literally we just don't pay rent. So
is it different for guys and girls? Like Jules, when did you move out?
I moved out when I was 19.
19.
Yeah, I moved out the second I could, basically. I lived at home my freshman year of college and then found some roommates and got the hell out of there.
Could you ever live with your parents nowadays?
Absolutely not.
No.
I would never do it again. Both my siblings moved back home at some point in their life and I was like, that could never be me. It will never be me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, we've talked about this before, and I know JD is a big advocate, is if his mom moved to Phoenix, he would move in with her. And I was like, oh my God, I would love it. And in retrospect, I went to go visit my parents this past week. I couldn't live with my fucking parents. They drive me fucking crazy.
Totally.
All they do is fight and argue the whole fucking time. They would drive me crazy. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't live with my dad. I could live with my mom. I could never.
Why
live
not
with
your dad?
My dad? First of all, my mom is a huge foodie, and so my dad does not explore with that direction. My man, like, he was like, you know, I'm gonna take you to a fancy dinner tonight. He took me to Outback Steakhouse. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay. I was like, our palates.
Try this,
son.
It's called an onion blossom.
Yeah.
Our palates are different. Our routines are different. My mom is a little bit more free flowing. I feel like I would get along better with her.
Right.
My dad just like stays out of the way. I don't even think I would know my dad. Dad is there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which would benefit some people, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've only ever lived with just my mom. Like, my parents were divorced my whole life, so I never actually had the opportunity to live full time with my dad. So I think my dad and I can really only handle each other in small doses anyway. I think if I'm there for too long, we're both a little bit like, all right, it's time to go. But yeah, my mom and I, we haven't lived together for 6 years now, so I think we're good there. But, you know, single mom, just her and I for all through high school, multiple years. It was basically like a roommate in a sense. Yeah. So
who are you going to miss more living with, your mom or dad, Sienna?
Great question.
I can't answer
that.
Yes,
you can. You're going to miss your mom who just spoils you with love.
My dad's going to hate me for saying this, but I would miss my mom more just because she's like a best friend. I literally talk to her about everything. I vent to her. We spill some tea together, whether it's family drama or even if she doesn't know what drama is going on with my friends, she'll still know. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to miss that because she's my girly pop, you know? Yeah.
Are you going to buy a sofa couch? That way she wants to spend the night.
Yes, I will do that. You know what they were saying though? If we happen to get a place downtown, which thankfully we are, she's like, you know what? It will be okay because we can pregame there before D-backs games.
Pregame?
Yeah, so they're already trying to use me for our place.
You owe them. They literally created
I have
you.
No issue. I don't want to move out, so I have no issue with them coming over.
You have to move out because now you've just told your husband we're moving out. He is so happy right now.
He is so excited to have our own space. Granted, he was also very happy the past 2 years not paying a rent or a mortgage.
Hell yeah.
But we all have to do it at some point. We have to do it now. Yeah.
I have a question though. Like, does Ivan ever get in arguments with your parents? Like, are there ever tiffs between them, like being roommates?
It's so funny because there's always that theory of marrying your dad. And I don't think I married my dad,
yes,
but
you
there
did.
Are some similarities to where I don't know if it's Ivan gained them from living there for the past 2 years, but he'll do stuff that I'm like, that is like my dad, or you're like my dad. But no, they get along really well. They'll be outside drinking together. Even last night, I made some ceviche, and my dad was like, hey, Ivan, you want a beer? They cracked one open. They're watching
That's
the game.
Awesome.
They have a great relationship. My mom, the same way. She loves Ivan, so
That's great.
No tiffs here, thank God. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's things that my you'll hear my parents arguing down the hall, and Ivan's like, ooh, because, you know, it's not his home technically, so I'm used to hearing it, but... Yeah, it's been so great. So I can't complain.
What part of your routine is going to change the most?
My parents doing things for me.
Yeah.
DoorDash dad.
DoorDash dad.
Is there something that they hated about how you lived? Hated is such a strong word, but like that they found annoying that you were like,
yes,
leave me alone.
I leave my shit all over the counter. When I get home, I put my backpack on the counter. Sometimes I'll take off my shoes and leave them in the kitchen. And my mom hates it. She's like, you have a room for a reason, like still yelling at me like I'm 16.
Hey, what's gonna happen with your room?
It'll probably be a guest room. Yeah.
Oh, because that's such a great question.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a guest room. Or it's gonna change into like not a nursery because my niece is one now, so not like a crib or anything, but it's gonna be a playroom for my niece.
Yeah, because I got a humble 3-bedroom home and I got my 7 to 9 year old, then I got Jojo who's 19. He's saying he's moving out next year. Like, you sure? Because I'm kind of like your parents, like, I don't want him to move out yet.
Yeah.
But he'll be 20 turning 21 next year. Mm-hmm. So he wants to move out. So I'm thinking, like, what am I going to do with his room? Do my little ones get each their room?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or do I keep it kind of like in case his little bum ass wants to come back? I feel like when Georgia moves out, he's out.
I even have another option for you, and I was gonna. You can even tie it in with Sienna, because I'm wondering. When I moved out, my parents demolished my house, and they like upgraded, and they like flipped my room. They got rid of the basketball court that they built for me. They like completely renovated the spot. I'm wondering if your parents have been wondering if they're like waiting for you to leave, yeah. So they can be like, "We want a bigger kitchen." Now that Sienna has left, we're gonna extend it.
Like, don't move, please. Yeah. Don't.
For you, it's like when JoJo dips. You're just like, "Nah, fuck it. Knock the wall down. We're gonna make it a man cave." Yeah. This is what I've always
wanted.
Fucking
jacuzzi in my room now.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure one bedroom will be for a guest, and then the other will be for my niece, who is the star of the show now. I'm chopped liver now. She's the queen.
Might be a playroom.
Might be a playroom. Yeah,
wow. Something that they've always wanted. Yeah. And that's what I think of. Totally.
But I'm curious. As I know it's been forever with you guys because you know you're old. But like, what was it like moving out for the first time with you guys? I don't know.
I was just like Jules, right? I couldn't wait. Yeah. Like I think I was like 19, yeah. 20 when I moved out. I was doing radio, making like $5 an hour, making nothing. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to prove myself, and I literally my first roommate situation. I had two people that worked at the radio station at Power 106 in LA. One was like the biggest DJ in LA. His name was DJ Henry. He mm-hmm. did the noon power workout, and it was the most listened to hour in all of LA in radio.
Right.
So he rented a house across the street because he was always going back and forth for the stations. He did gigs for the stations. And then it was a promotions coordinator that had the second room. And then they had an office, and I was hanging out with them, and they're like, "Hey, Joe, you want to rent out that office?" And was like, this fucking thing was like a closet. It literally fit just a small bed, a little dresser with a little TV on it, and that's it.
Wait, really?
That's it. And that was my first kind of move out the house, and I swore I'm never moving back home. Never.
You claustrophobic? Did it like freak you out of how small?
Bro, you would laugh. You see how small this room fucking was.
Did you look at it and you're like, yeah, shit? Or you know,
no,
like,
I looked at it like, yes, I'll take it.
I know Julia just asked if there's windows. Are you in solitary confinement?
No. No windows.
No closet. Yeah,
oh my god.
There was
like it was just four walls.
It was
a door.
An office. Got it was it. A fucking office. It was like a bed in the corner, a dresser drawer, and like under my bed where I kept like clothes and my shoes.
So when you were bringing girls home to this room, like what were their, you know, reactions to that?
Well, I made sure their rooms were closed. I didn't see they had bigger fucking rooms. I like, fuck. Yeah, you know. But I was young. I was like, you know, 2021.
Totally.
Had my own. It didn't matter. I could have slept on the fucking sofa. I was out of my parents' small two-bedroom apartment that they still live in. They still live in that same fucking apartment in Burbank. But it was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my rent was like $275. That's
Wow.
$275.
Yeah.
And I had a scrape for that. Like literally all the money I made from that radio station was rent, my cell phone bill, and kicks.
Mm.
That's
surprise,
what
surprise,
yeah,
kicks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all. I needed money to buy some fresh kicks, my rent, my cell phone bill. I remember I did promotions, so we'd have t-shirts and swag, the merch from this radio station. I used to go through the McDonald's and Jack in the Box drive-thru and trade these shirts and keychains, whatever I could find, movie tickets for food.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't have money for food. That's all I fucking had.
Call that the struggle. None of you guys would know that.
Yeah. That was a fucking, yeah.
I did not struggle like that.
Yeah. Fucking, I saw Sienna on the Instagram. Like, she'd be a good co-host.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to, you're hired. Meanwhile, I'm eating fucking McDonald's, my cholesterol at 3,000 a day.
Your parents take you out for a walk during their stroller.
It's like, I just traded $100 shoes for $10 nuggets.
I know.
Just trying to live and survive.
I swear to God, man. And here I am.
Sienna's like, I leave my shit all over the place.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Starbucks.
That was my first kind of, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Mm. I wouldn't have done anything. I struggled, but man, it felt good. I had my own bed, my own little TV, and I was just on my own time. It was cool. It was really, really, really dope. Mm. How old were you, JD, when you moved out?
Well, I mean, I moved here for school, so are we going to count that as like living in the dorms or like,
yeah,
first apartment?
That's moving out because you didn't move back.
No, I didn't move back. I've been on the road technically since 18. And I mean, even dorm life was to be able to have, it's the freedom that I was not used to. Mm-hmm. It was the freedom of like doing whatever you wanted that like kind of freaked me out a little bit. And being able to be like, oh, if I don't want to study, I don't have to. I could go to this firemen and their hose party. You know what I mean? and all those college things. So that was and luckily I didn't even have a roommate. I had the handicap room in the dorms.
What?
So it's a bigger room?
Not because I'm actually, not doing well in the head right now. But no, I just like, they offered the dorm. And I remember my mom called and was like, hey, he's not, this is a handicap room. And they're like, ma'am, don't change it. It's like, you won't have a roommate, like anything like that. And so wow. I had my own dorm room at ASU in Manzanita. And so, I mean, that in itself was an experience. But yeah, I mean, you're learning how to eat and like,
like
how to
Cheetos.
Eat on your own. Yeah, I'm not asking my mom for money. Is kind of figuring out your meal plan and when you want to eat and what you're eating. So I don't know.
How many times did you call your mom throughout college?
Not, to be honest, my mom and I got probably closer when I was like 19 or 20. Mm-hmm. So like that first year in college, it was just like a free for all shit. I don't know. I'm kind of like you. It was just kind of, you're scraping and you're working to get by. And
yeah.
This is why he still eats Uncrustables.
First of all,
developed bad habits.
First
nostalgic.
Of all, world class athletes eat Uncrustables. There's protein in them.
Who eats Uncrustables?
Everybody, literally, like the Seattle Seahawks. They're
everybody
like, yo,
under the age of seven.
Okay, you keep saying that.
Rico.
That is, I will never lose that part of me. I am not ashamed to have a PB&J. It is good for you. It's high in protein. Okay, are y'all really making fun of me for Uncrustables?
The struggle. Oh, God. The struggle. Are there going to be any struggles? You and your man in your apartment now, you have, you make good money. He makes good money. You have no mm-hmm. kids. So besides the rent as the added, you guys are going to be living a pretty good life.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay, especially because we don't have kids. I think that's the biggest factor. If we had children right now, I would not be moving downtown. I'd mm-hmm. either be at my parents' house still or having our own home. Uh-huh. But no, Ivan makes a lot more money than me, but I still make good enough to where it's going to be fine having a dual income. We're yeah. just going to, we're going to be perfectly fine. Cause sometimes I ask JD, I'm like, how do you do it by yourself? Cause it scares me to do it with someone else. But he's like, you already have an extra person. You're like one up with on me because you have someone to help you out. So I'm like, yeah, you're right. So we'll see. Hopefully I don't struggle. Hopefully nothing bad happens.
You're not
going to
struggle.
Hey, what drove you nuts about living with Ivan by just you two? When you guys had your spot, remember you guys, you said that you lived in California. Was there anything that bugged the hell out of you when you guys were living together for the first time?
I think it's just the simple fact that he doesn't put things back where they're supposed to be. So for example, what
just
do you
like
mean?
You, as you're throwing your shit everywhere.
I will say I am messy, but he's messier to where he'll just like throw shit on the ground and I'll put it away and then it's on the ground again the next day. Or if there's coasters, somehow one ends up over here, I put it back and it's still in another spot. So that drives me absolutely nuts. But I will say he's pretty easy to live with because he just goes to work, comes back, eats and goes to bed.
Like, was he a Tamagotchi? What the hell?
He's just on a cycle, basically. And then drinks on the weekends, so he's a pretty easygoing dude.
Pretty easygoing, man.
I just keep him on my keychain. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I just keep him around for company. That's pretty much it.
That's
it's
awesome.
A pretty good life I live. Now that I'm like airing all my shit out, I'm like, wow, I'll never be selling us some kicks on the side of a McDonald's.
Hey, do you think you're, so, I mean, how drastic is your social life going to change? Did you guys like, you know,
go out with your friends often and stuff like that. Do you think you'll go out more with your friends because you don't live at home, or did that?
No, I think we'll be fine. We just won't spend as much money, because I would say we were very kind in buying rounds for people. Or the other day, Ivan literally told me, we went to Barcoa, and he told me he spent $250. And I said, sir?
At the bar?
What? Because he was buying all my friends and his friends drinks, which is fine because, you know, they return the favor. But still, I'm like, we should not be spending $250 night at a bar.
Yeah.
So we probably won't be doing that, but we'll still be going out. You know, I think we'll be a little frugal there because, you know, we like to drink the tequila.
As you paid for someone's flight to stay there when you were on vacation, you're like, no, the vibes are high. Yes, here's your money.
You can tell she lives with her parents.
Yeah. Ain't no fun. That's how you know.
Trust me, it's on me.
Hey, it's on my parents.
They got you.
I got you. Who else wants to stay an extra day?
Yeah, if I had her in, I would not be spending that $150. I'd be like, no, y'all are going home. Y'all are going home
I'll
tonight.
Drop you the fuck off. Yeah. And you got to give me $20 to drop you off.
Yes, gas money, no.
Oh, yeah, your life is going to change a little bit when
it
you get
really
that rent.
Is.
Yeah.
It's just also rent and the shift of always having my parents there. And I'm sad too. I'm a little baby. I don't care. I love living with my parents.
Yeah.
They're so dope.
No, I get it. I get it. When I went to visit my parents in Burbank, visit my pops because his health has been kind of going downhill, but I stayed in my old room and I just sat there and I just remembered. I was just reflecting, had a moment. Like, God, I remember I used to just lay in bed staring at these walls like, please, please let me get a call back from Power 106. I wanted to work in radio so bad. And I interviewed for 2.5 years before I really got an interview for a radio station. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was interviewing at every radio station in LA. So I was just in my room, just be like, man, I remember when I just stared at these walls, praying to God.
Yeah.
Please get me the fuck out of here. I don't want to live with my parents. I think I was 20. I was like, I need to do radio. It's all I ever wanted to do. So in retrospect, it was a good time, man.
Yeah.
Back in your old room.
I mean, yeah, that is... other things, like in my room, I've gotten a lot of life-changing calls. I was doing a meeting in my room when our boss, Chris Hernandez, called me like, hey, so this and that. And then, you know, kind of went through the whole interview process to get this job. I was in my room and then asking if I wanted to be another host for the D-backs. I was sitting on my bed with my husband next to me when I got that call. So it's little things like that from your childhood bedroom that I technically am still in at 27, but it's also still like, wow, like this is...
How long have you been in that room?
We've been at that house for 16 years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, you're like 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, it's been a while. I would consider that my childhood home just because I grew up in there, but I do have other homes that we lived in before.
Does it still look like a 10-year-old's room?
No, it doesn't. I will say I do have my little Taylor Swift stickers on the back of my door, but I used to have that room plastered in Jonas Brothers posters.
There's probably little Easter eggs sitting around.
Yeah, those got taken down.
I know, when you clean out your room, right? When you're moving everything, you'll probably find some stuff in the bottom of the closet and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely will, I'm sure, from, you know, old concert tickets and stuff like that. Because I used to collect concert tickets. I loved going to concerts, so I'm sure I'll find that somewhere.
That's wild.
You want to know what I wonder? I also wonder... whose personality is going to reflect their home? Like, is it going to be Sienna's design or is it going to be an Ivan design place?
Me.
Oh, it's you? Like, whose personality is your home going to reflect?
Yeah, if it was up to Ivan, we could put a lawn chair and a TV in the living room.
My man.
I'm telling you, a simple man.
Yeah.
But yeah, we actually have a friend who's an interior designer, so I'm going to hit her up and be like, hey, can you tell me what goes where? Because I don't have that eye. Do you guys have that eye for interior design? Do you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Once I get one thing, it's domino effect. I like can't stop. And I'm like, this is here and that's there. And this would look so great. So I'll come over and help you.
Thank you. Please do. Because I will say, I know how, you know, color coordinating all that, but like whatever looks good, I want it to look very classy. I don't know. We'll see. It's a very nice space. So hopefully it turns out well. We'll have a little housewarming party.
Yeah.
Apartment warming party.
You
guys can come over.
You sent me the English invitations. Sienna sent me a Spanish invitation. I was like, I don't understand.
That was hilarious. You sent us an invite for your husband's birthday party in Spanish. And JD's like, yeah, do you have an English version of this shit?
I made two versions. And the Spanish one was the last one I sent. So I thought it'd be easy to just drop it in our thread.
Why did the English invitation, though, it said... it's Ivan's birthday. And then like the other one looks so decorated and so fun in Spanish. And then it was just like Ivan's birthday for the English one.
Yeah, Spanish is more fun.
Jenny's like, what's sabado? Yeah. I think you mean to say sabado. That's Saturday.
It was also the most stereotypical invitation because it had maracas and like the little flag.
No.
But it's fine. It's
I'm excited for y'all, man, because your life is going to change. It's just
so much,
you know, from not having, you know, being under the roof with your parents is just like y'all are really gonna thrive.
And I'll be so close to the studio, so it's going to be a short drive.
That means you're accessible, player. That means our boss is going to be like, oh, I know you live down here.
That is true. That is true. I'm going to have to get down how to run a cruise on film by myself. Yeah.
Let's get that in writing. Yeah. Totally.
I mean, it's on video, so. Oh, no. I hope Decipher doesn't listen to this. No, I'm kidding.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Grow the fuck up, Sienna.
Grow the fuck up.
I'm trying, but I don't want to.
All right, y'all, man. Thank you again. Subscribe, share, like. If you enjoyed our After Mess podcast, we'll have more guests. Welcome to the Morning Mess, producer Jules. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
First week. How's the first week been?
It's been good.
That might be the next podcast.
Oh, that's right.
First week, nightmares at your job.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn. Starting a job, you don't have much experience in, but, you know, you guys have been very helpful, so very appreciative of that. Understanding, to say the least.
Absolutely. After Mess Podcast, we'll see you back on the radio, y'all.
The After Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.